about that Torrey Hunter Jr.? You watch that kid?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got a lot of good young talent over there, so they're fun to watch.
How's the health?
It's doing good. Getting better every day, so just kind of taking it one day at a time.
I saw you run in there. It looks a little better than saw you with the crutches and the walking boot.
Yeah.
Like moving quickly.
Yeah. You know, and not to get ahead of myself, but just trying to make progress every day. And that's kind of where we're at.
Think you're going Sunday?
It feels a lot better than I thought it would. You know, that's still something that's kind of out of my hands. It's, I'm gonna leave it to the coaches and the trainers, but I'm gonna do the best I can to prepare myself.
When'd you get out of the boat?
I think like right after you guys saw me.
Oh, okay, so been running on it for a while now.
I mean, nothing too crazy. Just trying to not take any steps backwards. So just kind of like I said, not putting too much stress on it. Just getting better every day.
You gonna practice today?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet.
What's your experience been with sprained ankles? Have you had any? Or?
I've had a few. Most of them in high school. Most of them playing basketball, really. So they just hurt for a little while. Just try to get the swelling out.
What's the fine line between resting it and working it out?
There is a fine line, especially being a competitor. When it starts feeling better, you want to push it. And I think sometimes that helps just from a mindset. But I think my job as the athlete is to push it, and then, you know, Shug's job and all of them are to hold me back. So they do a good job of that.
Calvin Johnson's dealing with the same thing. How different is that team with or without him?
You know, just from playing him in the past, he does. You know, he's the guy. He's the deep threat. He's someone you always have to account for. So without him, it does take that away. You know, to a degree, they still have other guys that can play very good ball. So I mean, it changes some things.
Reggie Bush, same way.
Yeah, he's also, you know, when he came over and kind of joined, you know, he's now that threat out of the backfield that can do a lot for him. But now they brought in Golden Tate too, and he's been making a ton of plays. So they've got a lot of playmakers.
What do you make of this division race? Three teams knotted, one just a game behind. Is it about where you thought it would be?
Honestly, you know, it's nice knowing we're all around the same, you know, all within striking distance, I guess. But at the same time, you can't really think about that. You just got to think about this game, because this is, you know, that's all we control is this week. And we want to get the bad taste out of our mouth from last week.
Thanks, Eric.
All right. Thank you.